Welcome into the Snapped Podcast. My name is Tyler Kluver, and I am a former Division I athlete turned entrepreneur. I run my own fitness and nutrition coaching business, as well as a sports media brand that produces podcasts, sells merchandise, and creates exclusive paid content. The fun part is I don't really know what I'm doing as a business owner. I'm just figuring it out day by day. This show, Snapped, acts as an audio journal for my thoughts and ideas on fitness, health, business, mindset, and whatever else I find important on the pursuit to personal happiness and a balanced life. I hope you can take something from the show that makes your life a little bit better. And regardless, I'm just happy you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go. What's up, everybody? Snap Podcast. I'm not sure what happened with this podcast. I'm a little sad. I'm not really sad. I would quite literally do this if nobody listened, but I know there are several of you out there listening, at least. The analytics on the back end tell me that that number is somewhere around 100 people. At one point, I had this thing ramped up to like 200 to 300 people. We were growing. And then like in a couple weeks, it just took this massive decline. So I don't know if I did one episode that just pissed off 60% of the people who listened to me or what. Or if those were fake listeners and the analytics just finally came around to like realizing that bots were giving me listens, which I'll take. I'll take all the fake listeners I can get. Nonetheless, whoever's hearing this, I'm glad you're here. Today's going to be a random quick episode, but we know how that goes. And I say that every time. I also think every time that I do this podcast, when the intro comes in there, that I already hate the intro. I've used 3 intros on this podcast. I'm already ready to record a different one. So that's just how it goes. Things we're going to talk about today. The quarterfinals of the CrossFit season, individual quarterfinals, are coming up next week. I'm actually recording this on Tuesday, April 9th. Which is one day before I normally record them. I had a little extra time. I decided not to be a procrastinator. We're getting stuff done. We're being productive. We're getting ahead. So I should know the workouts. I don't know when exactly they drop, what time. I want to say it's like noon-ish central time on what will be Wednesday, April the 17th. So I will wait to do next week's podcast until that time, until I know the workouts, so that I can preview them right here. We can have some fun. Even for those of you who don't do CrossFit or don't have any sort of knowledge of the space, I can walk you through what a quarterfinals looks like, explain the workouts, detail them, read them in full to you. You can kind of think, oh, that's fun. This is what I would do on those workouts. Here's how I would do, or if you could even do them at all, or if you'd crush them. And then I'll tell you my thoughts on what the times I think will be really great, the times that I think I'll get. And on camera, on air, hot mic, I'll be able to sort of tell you where I think I might be able to end up on this quarterfinals. Spoiler alert, it's sort of like the Open. It's probably just going to be slightly worse than last year. But quarters is coming up next week. That's exciting stuff. We're also going to talk about body composition goals versus performance goals. Two different things, sometimes competing, sometimes the same. But first, we're going to update you on some smaller, non-super important things that I've been doing this year. I mentioned it several times already in some of the episodes previous to this. But in 2024, your boy is on a quest for over 50,000 push-ups. Now, this actually doesn't include any sort of push-up, handstand push-up, ring, any push-up form variation that would come up in a workout. I do not count. On top of my training, whatever I do, I'm doing 140 push-ups a day in 2024. That's the number that came. I think I did like 100 a day in January, and then I wanted to hit 50,000. So in the remaining 11 months, it takes like 140 a day. We are 100% on that goal. Now, there are some days where I haven't been able to get all of them in. So then the next day, I end up like today, last night, I didn't get my last 20 in, and I was already in bed. I was like, okay, I'll add that tomorrow. So I have 160 today. That's how I'm doing this. it's working very well. My other daily discipline, we'll call it, has been reading. So push-ups and reading. Both very, very time-wise small commitments that I've made that I think over time, similar to how fitness and health works in general, will lead to a lot of productivity, a lot of learning on the reading side. They are small things that add into when done consistently and over time, they lead to bigger things. The ROI is huge. To do 140 push-ups a day, it probably takes me 3 minutes total. Now, if I was going to do 140 push-ups straight, obviously it would take me longer than that. But I do them in sets of 20, probably doing each set in 20 seconds. So, yeah, it's taking me less than 3 minutes to get this done. But the benefit is I feel much more strong, not only in plank positions, but in bench, in overhead press. My pressing in general has gotten, has this like very wide base. Like doing volume pushups every day is almost analogous to zone two training. Like I've built this massive base to press from, and I feel very comfortable pushing, pressing overhead, incline, regular bench. I bench probably once every 2 weeks at best, which is if I was letting my ego write the workouts, it would be much more than that. It would be at least once a week. But I'll just, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks, it might even go as long as a month sometimes, I'm doing a legitimate bench pressing workout, and I'm maintaining like a 320-ish bench, maybe 325 max bench right now, without doing a whole lot. On the reading side of things, that's been awesome. I'm already 5 or 6 books deep, and you know, we're just into April. There's a lot of books that I've let accumulate on a notes app in my phone, where I just write down books that I think I'd be interested in, and I'm finally getting to knock some of those out. Some of them pertaining to interests that I have, and all I have to do is put in the work to read the damn books. And it's fun to learn more. It's funny, as the older I get, the more I would like to learn and know with confidence and conviction. And reading helps with that. It's also just so much more of a better discipline and a productive sort of habit to have. Because my wife and I read before we go to bed each night. It is the last thing we do. 10 to 15 minutes of reading every night versus 10 to 15 extra minutes of just laying there on your phone, blue light in your face. I think it's made a significant difference there as well. So we've maintained those disciplines, those habits, those routines. Well, the reading, I've been doing the push-ups, and we're going on almost 4 months now. And I can't recommend it enough. Total, you know, if we read for 15 minutes and the push-ups take me 5 minutes, it's a 20 extra minutes per day, but it's 20 minutes. It's almost inconsequential because the 15 minutes of reading would have just been spent scrolling on TikTok, and the 3 to 5 minutes for push-ups are like these weird 30-second periods of time where I'm waiting for something else to happen. I'm microwaving my food for lunch and I'm just sitting there waiting. Might as well knock out a set of push-ups. I'm getting up to stretch my legs after sitting for an hour. I'm knocking out a set of push-ups. So ways to make your day more efficient and productive and do a lot for you. Now, 10 minutes into the podcast, we're going to get into the nitty gritty here. We talked about quarters. Those are coming up. It's going to be great. We'll preview those next week. Update on the push-ups and the reading, all good. No, it's not all good, is when you want to look jacked, bro, and you're not looking as jacked as you'd like. I want to be shredded, man. Why can't I be shredded? What do I mean by this? Where am I going? Right now, in my own training pursuits, my own athletic exercising pursuits, I am doing sort of two primary training programs, we'll call them. I am doing the CrossFit cross training program that I have been doing for, I don't know, let's call it 2.5-3 years now. You know, 90 minutes to 2 hours a day of competitive CrossFit. But I, in this beautiful spring season, my brother and I decided to add in a dedicated running program, and not just like an accessory running program that you would add on to your weight training or that you'd add on to your CrossFit classes. Like, hey, we're going to run twice a week. We're going to work on our 5K time, you know, and maybe the longest workout you do ends up being like a half hour. No, this is like the half marathon plan that we're on is 5 days a week. And we are already up above 20 miles a week. We still have, I think we're in week seven. We just started week seven. So I'm recording this on day two of week seven of the program. So we've completed 6 weeks of 14 total weeks. After this week, we will be halfway through the program, which is actually nuts to think about because it feels like we just started this thing. And I think the open being, you know, I was doing the open during this, so that kind of, I was focused on that more. Nonetheless, I've gotten all the runs in, and we're doing this program. I'm doing it in conjunction with all the lifting and the gymnastics and the metabolic conditioning and the intervals that I'm doing in CrossFit. My brother's just doing the running program, and it's plenty. It's enough. Like I said, we're going to hit, I think we're going to hit something like 25 miles this week or 27 miles. I think we hit 27 miles this week. I ran 7x800 meters yesterday, intervals. Tomorrow I have a 4 mile, am I reading that right? 4 mile threshold run. I'll have a 3 mile pace run on Friday. I have a 7 mile zone two. I think we're actually in a deload week, which is kind of lit. So you get what I'm putting down here. I'm doing a lot of exercise. And with as much CrossFit as I do, and the lifting and the weights and the strength training over there, the physique that I've come to maintain is a very good one, and I love that. And I'd like to retain that. The issue is that when you go to do a legitimate half marathon program like we're doing, running very, very quickly will start to pare back muscle mass and fat, but there's not a lot of fat to pare off anyway. You know, me versus maybe your normal person who's just going to pick up a running program. And so the weight that my body running 20 plus miles a week is trying to pull off is muscle. And it's not a lot. And I'm being very nitpicky, but if you look at the best runners on earth, they don't look like me. They're not built like a Lego. They're built like sticks. Because to run, you don't need large muscles. You need great lungs and great mitochondria that can process oxygen well throughout your bloodstream and your muscles. It doesn't require, in fact, it's actually probably at some point a detriment to have more muscle tissue because then it takes more oxygen to maintain those to be working while you're doing exercise. What I'm getting at here is just excuses, but also my body composition has shifted in a way where I don't like it as much. I'm not as lean or as, you know, muscularly toned as I'd like to be. And someone who hears that and then looks at me would be like, dude, you're an idiot. I don't want to hear it. Because yes, I still have abs. Yes, I still look good with my shirt off. I look like a CrossFit dude, whatever. But it's a good representation of even me who I know how to manipulate these things. There's a nutritional component to this. There is a balance between performance and aesthetics. And on the very, very high end of this, you find things like bodybuilders. Bodybuilders, when they are at peak, getting ready for a show, shredded out of their mind. They've lost all the water weight. They are down to 4, 5, 6% body fat. They look unbelievable, better than anybody. But their performance, if you asked them to try and go through a hard training session that day, or just relatively put them through some tough physical tasks, have them go run a couple miles, have them go do anything that's tough, they would not do well. It is because at that point they've strained their body so far in one direction for a look that what the body can do is not very much. On the other side of that, is like a strongman or a Olympic quality marathon runner. They have taken performance to the absolute max. Some of these strongmen lifting upwards of 1,000 pounds when they're squatting and deadlifting. Some of these marathoners are touching 2 hours. Everyone's trying to break 2 hours right now. Elite performance. They've gotten their body to do exactly what they want it to do, and so well that no one else on earth can do it better. However, in the strongman's case, they're very large and you can see muscle on them, but they are packed on with pounds and pounds and pounds of body fat. They are extremely overweight individuals. In the marathoner's case, you know, I can just look it up. Eliud Kipchoge, who runs like a 2 hour, 1 minute marathon, weighs 115 pounds. Hey, better hope there's not a strong wind, buddy. 115 pounds. Your best marathon runners might weigh upwards of 140. They don't look like me. They don't have nearly as much muscle as me. They don't look nearly as physically capable as me. They don't, you know, the strong men don't look nearly as shredded or as lean as me. I've got something on both of these individuals, yet they are both at the peak of their performance. So I'm trying to manage the middle ground of all of that. But I think it's interesting, coming from someone who I know exactly how to take my body in the right direction I want it to go, whether it's a nutritional goal, an aesthetic goal, a performance goal, I know exactly what I'm doing. But what I would prefer is to be like my max, as lean and muscular and shredded as I've ever been. But that clashes with my current goal of running because I'm going to lose muscle mass. However, I'm still eating to maintain the fuel input of a not only a CrossFitter, but a CrossFitter who does it pretty competitively, or trains at least fairly competitively, and has added a half marathon program into their schedule. And so I need to still eat 4,000 calories a day, but muscle is expensive tissue. And so my body has shifted that composition just a little bit. And mentally, I kind of struggle with that sometimes. And that's okay. Because I know there's an end of the road. I know that in 8 weeks, 9 weeks, no, in 8 weeks, this half marathon prep is going to be over. I can stop running 30 miles a week and pull it back to like my average of maybe 2 to 5 miles a week, depending on how much running's in my CrossFit. And my body composition will come back to where I want it to be. But everybody probably struggles at some point with that body composition goal. And I think the takeaway here is have confidence in the work that you're doing to get to your goal and just stay the course. Not everybody has the privilege that I do of knowing that I 100% am doing the right thing. And regardless of where I go with my body, I can get it back to wherever else I want it to be. But just trust it. And we all, I think, I keep a little bit of an opinion that I think everybody to even a small 1% extent has like body issue goals, body image goals, or body image issues, even if it's just as subtle and benign as, I wish I looked better. We still all have those thoughts, and you just have to stay the course. So those are my thoughts on this Tuesday/Wednesday that you'll be hearing this. And it's funny because I know this is happening. I would like to look as good as I could when we run the race in 8 weeks, but I also know if I'm going to run as fast as I want to run in 8 weeks, then the look that I'm going to bring to that race physically is going to be 85 or 90% of what I'm normally at. But my goal is a time. My goal is not to look a certain way on race day. So whatever it takes to look or whatever it takes to run as fast as I'd like to run, we will follow that path and deal with the other stuff later. That being said, my zone 2 pace is dropping. Love to see it. I ran an average 9:45 pace the other day for 8 miles and held a 141 average heart rate. So we love to see that going down. It needs to go down if we're going to run the pace that we're going to run. Again, for just to remind those listening, we're trying to run 7:38 miles. 7 minute and 38 second miles for 13 straight. Now, for some of you, you might be like, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Again, for people that are built like thumbs, that's tough, especially thumbs that are not aerobic athletes. I'm a very fast twitch, short burst athlete. We'll see where that goes. It's a lofty goal. Recommendations of the week for today's podcast, which was not short, as always. One good, maybe one more on the indulgent side. The first is invest in a home gym, and maybe not all at once, but as I'm about to, in the next couple months, move into my our new house that we just had our offer accepted on, and the home gym is going to expand in several different ways. We're going to have a third garage stall that's going to become a permanent, like in place, sort of expanded out, built out true garage gym instead of what I work with now. We're also going to have a space in the basement where the Peloton and some other stuff for my wife will go. One piece at a time, grab some things for yourself to do at home, because that starts to really eliminate a lot of the sticking points when it comes to people having consistent exercise routines, a drive to the gym, working out with other people, having to fight those other people for equipment or weights or space, a membership. You start to invest in equipment, get yourself dumbbells, maybe get yourself a rack in the garage, a barbell, some bands, a jump rope, a pull-up bar, a bench, all of these things. You're spending the money that you would spend on a membership on equipment that happens to have a very, very great resale value. Gym equipment is one of the best, probably, resale values. It does not really depreciate very much at all if you keep it in good shape. So it is an investment. And then my second recommendation of the week, this is a dessert that I have never had, but I've watched so many people eat them online that I just think you should try it out. And I'm going to eventually as well. BuckeyeBrownies.com. They are like super bougie, like 1 pound brownies. Just go search it. Go look at them. You'll enjoy it. If you need a daily workout program, go to TylerKluver.com, TKG training. Less than $1 a day, you can get pretty elite fitness from this program that I'm putting out. And it's a workout every day. All you need is 30 minutes at home, couple dumbbells. Go do yourself a favor. Sign up right now. thank you guys for listening and joining in to another TKG, another Snapped podcast. We'll be back next week to preview quarterfinals. We'll talk then.